Focusing on our domestic demand, I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Visiting with J.D. Wangsness, who is the second vice president for the South Dakota Soybean Association, a farmer himself as well, and while at Commodity Classic, he said a lot of the talks were around finding domestic demand for soybeans.
Well, a lot that we're seeing now, you know, we're focusing more on domestic usage. You know, we want to keep bolstering our exports, but our domestic usage for soy fuels, clean fuels, biodiesel, those are a lot of the things we really want to focus on for the future of soybeans to make our producers more profitable and have better markets for our products.
And you are a farmer yourself from Miller, South Dakota, and one thing that Miller Plant's looking for is those non-GMO beans. So that's a great market there.
Yes, that market is growing. It's been the South Dakota Soybean Processors has had that plant open for a few years now. I participate in that. I grew around 1,000 acres of non-GMO beans last year, and it's been very, very good for me. They've got a positive basis, anywhere up to $1.85 a bushel. Compared to the local commodity bean market, there's about a $2.50 difference in price. So and these beans are all used domestically. The meal and the oil gets used domestically and feed for our hogs and chickens in different parts of the country, and it's a growing market, and more acres are needed for that. I plan to graze about 1,300 acres of non-GMO beans this year.
Gotcha. Well, but definitely a great market that our farmers should take advantage of, and reach out to the processors. I'm sure they can help you out with that if you're in need. Make sure to visit the South Dakota Soybean Processors website at sdsbp.com. and click on soybeans and their non-GMO soybean pricing. You can find all the latest information there. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.